This is SDPB News. I'm Susie Hansen. The Aspen Institute names Lake Area Technical Institute the top community college in the nation. The award includes a $600,000 prize. SDPB's Levi Gutz reports.
And the winner is La La Land. Oh, no, Susie. I'm sorry. The winner is Lake Area Technical Institute of Watertown, South Dakota.
That was former U.S. Representative George Miller awarding Lake Area Tech with the 2017 Aspen Prize for Community College Excellence. Aspen searches for solutions to educational problems across the country. 10 finalists were recognized out of over 1,000 colleges at a Tuesday ceremony in Washington, D.C. Lake Area has been a finalist since the award was created in 2011. Mike Cartney is the president of Lake Area Tech. He says this competition has made the college better.
We knew that college is a pathway. It's not a destination. And we knew that over almost 50% of our students, for them, it's the road out of poverty. But Aspen is the project that put the light on the fact that we weren't serving them as well as our other students. But everybody has data and tools to tell you who's at risk and who needs extra attention. It's what you do with that data and how you respond to that data that determines what your success will be.
Cartney says Lake Area's success is because of the college's faculty and students. Northeast Community College in Nebraska and Anoka Ramsey Community College in Minnesota were also finalists. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Levi Gutz.
The Sioux Falls School District starts a computer science immersion program in 3 elementary schools this fall. Hayward, Lowell, and Ann Sullivan Elementary Schools will focus on the teaching of coding and computer science skills. Sioux Falls School District Superintendent Dr. Brian Maher says the schools were picked for geographic and socioeconomic reasons. Maher says the curriculum From Code to the Future is not just focused on computer use.
Computer science immersion is not all about screen time, and it's easy for us to leap to that conclusion, but it's about training logic and utilizing critical thinking skills. And there are any number of ways to do that do not include looking at a computer screen.
Maher says he observed one lesson in computer science immersion that focused on teaching students how a circuit board works and why a circuit is complete or incomplete. Maher says the new program teaches coursework needed to fill a job skills gap in Sioux Falls and throughout the nation. In your forecast today, cloudy. High temperatures in the far southwest, lower 70s. In the east, near 30. Tonight, those clouds continue. Lows in the southwest, low 40s. In the northeast, near 25.